Enthralled by Lissa Royalholt's description of original singularity, or what Lissa channeled as the God Self and its fragmentation, I clearly imagined her concept of a mirrored ball. She wrote that the God Self had a thought, wondering what it was like to not know itself, and the mirror ball shattered, each little piece reflecting light at a slightly different angle, like the disco ball we are all familiar with. And so it goes, the journey of separation began. A riveting picture. Then it came to me that the great question of the original one was love-driven, not separation-driven. The great oneness felt alone and wished for the first time to have an other to know. And the mirrored ball shattered for love's sake. The wonder of relationship requires a stranger to find, meet, desire, woo, win, experience, mature, and still love. On December 25th, tired, I sat in the dark, intending to open myself to the divine as I pondered Aries, the glyph, aware of my deep longing for the Great One. Suddenly, there in the glyph, I saw the starting singularity, the Great One rising up from I am into we are. Then I saw my longing, the very force to finish the glyph, the answer in image, the Great One's ancient desire realized. We are love, known, and knowing.